TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. It's a Monday. We're back. Off a wild week last week. Situation normal around here, feels like.
Is that what it is?
Feels like it to me, yeah, man.
All right, fine.
I'm not reading, like, dispositions and FBI documents anymore. I'm going to take a fat break on that.
Yeah, because if you do that, you might find out one of your NFL heroes. There you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready now? I think he does it just to troll you now.
I hope not. That would be mean. I'm nice to him.
That'd be totally unsprague-like, too.
Yeah, he would 100% not do that. I would say one of your NFL heroes, you know, might turn up on a court document showing up at a poker game.
I know. It's really unfortunate, too.
Yeah.
It's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
I love Gates.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I grew up a Charger fan, and I don't know, but maybe I should still be a Charger fan. I'm not quite sure. I haven't decided how that all is going to play out.
Yeah, not to, like, get into the sportsy side of this, but, like...
Why not? It's sportsy.
Well, I mean, like, that case is going to last, like, literal years. It's a federal case.
I know, and
it's not going to get better.
Dare I say, now that Chauncey doesn't work for the Blazers
anymore...
Oh, yes,
anymore, he
does. Well, now that Chauncey is not going to coach for the Blazers ever again, I'm kind of done with this and just want it to go away.
Oh, you can say that all you want, but the Clippers fans are chanting FBI.
Well,
you want it to go away, Harris. It's not going anywhere.
Well, like the repercussions, the ripples, I'm here for. I'm here for the ripples and continuing how the story develops and unravels, et cetera, and who else could be linked up into it. But I'm also kind of just ready to just like Chauncey, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier, bye. Like, I got no more bandwidth for you. I've used up all my bandwidth for
That's
you.
Fair, but it's still going to be there.
And I got a little bit of bandwidth for Antonio Gates right now, a little bit of bandwidth for Ty Lue right now, where you're kind of like, what's going on right now? Yeah. Paul Pierce, but, you know, once you get arrested, then I'm kind of like, I'm done with you. Like, when I heard Aaron Hernandez might have killed a guy, I was like, and that's the end of Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the end of them, but the problem is that they're not going away. So, how was your weekend?
Okay.
You still sound a little...
I'm getting over it. I'm like 85%.
Mm.
I'm
hurt?
Hacking a lot.
Oh, great.
Which means the gross stuff is coming out.
There you go. Keep that over there.
Which is a good thing.
Should I throw these Clorox wipes at you?
That is a positive thing. No, I don't think you should eat bleach, despite what the president tells you. Oh. Don't eat bleach. Yeah, I'm getting
I was thinking about wiping things down. The fact that you went like full goat and just eat everything is certainly something.
No, I'm good. I'm like 85%. I think you can just hear it in my voice. I can hear it in my headphones. Rusty, can I get some more snare in my headphones, please? Thank you.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Thank you.
The congestion.
I don't know what that means, by the way.
Oh, you know, it's an Eminem reference.
Gotcha.
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, that would explain why I don't know what
Any
that means.
Any more snare in my headphones?
His initials are M and M.
That part I'm aware of.
Okay, cool.
Cool, cool. Now that we're all caught up to speed 25 years later, 26.
It's funny how Eminem circles back around because he's my kid's favorite rapper.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel fine. Shady is a top 10 rapper of all time.
Well, I'm not arguing
Marshall's
that.
Marshall's great.
How old is kid?
Ooh, I got 13, 10, and 9.
Yeah, so Eminem, huh?
Yeah, I know. Well, their dad's from Detroit, so naturally they love everything Detroit.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, you know, you were talking about one of your kids' favorite song with Tupac was Hit 'Em Up, right?
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of Jerome Bettis jerseys around the house?
No.
Because I don't know if you're aware.
Jerome Bettis from Detroit?
I think they're still saying that at that Super Bowl coverage right now. Yeah. No, it was funny. You caught me off guard there for a second because I was like, Jerome Bettis played for the Steelers.
Yeah, you forgot the line of Jerome Bettis. It's very much the local adjacent is, hey, did you know Kevin Love and Clay Thompson played baseball together?
Did you know I lived across the street from Clay Thompson?
Did you know Bo Nix and Tez Johnson are brothers?
That's another great one. Did you know that Kirby Smart was the DC for Nick Saban?
Oh, yeah, it's another one.
What are some other good ones?
It's just like, okay.
Did you know that Bill Belichick and Nick Saban were on the same Cleveland Browns staff?
Yeah. They came from Bill Parcells. Yeah. The Parcells tree. Did you know there's two trees, the Parcells and the Bill Walsh tree? Did you know that? Everybody comes from either one of those two guys. Who does Shanahan come from?
Reminds me of what I just watched the Karate Kid Legends movie last night, and then in that one, it's like, what was it? One, two limbs, one tree, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Is it the Jackie Chan one?
Yeah, and Daniel and Macchio. And, yeah.
Ralph Macchio, yeah. Yeah.
Not a good movie, but
Daniel Macchio, I like that.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Daniel.
So you were going Daniel's son and Ralph Macchio together. Exactly. And
Daniel's son.
Yeah, are you talking about the original Karate Kid?
No, this is the new one. The new one.
Oh, I've not
with
seen that.
Jackie Chan and
Ralph Macchio.
And Ralph LaRusso.
Yeah.
Is it because wax on, wax off? That guy died, right?
Miyagi?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Super dead.
Also, I think this is the one movie where Joshua Jackson was ever, like, even halfway likable.
Fair.
Like Pacey from Dawson's Creek, Joshua
That would be
Jackson?
The one.
Last time I remember him doing anything was sitting at the poker table in Ocean's 11.
Right. I think I'm going to have my daughter watch Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went through Boy Meets World.
That seems like the proper evolution.
She's doing Gilmore Girls with her mom.
Yeah.
It might be time to slide in some old Dawson's, or should I wait for high school? There's a lot of, like, SEX going on.
Yeah, I would probably go high school. But, yeah, that feels like the proper progression of, like, of when we watch those shows, right, as you evolve.
I think James Vanderbeek was, like, 25 in that show.
It's like 90210. Everyone on the show in 90210 was, like, in their late 20s, early 30s.
I never watched that show. I just missed it. I'm too young for it.
Well, I was thinking about this morning. I don't know why. This is one of those weird shower thoughts as I was leaving the house. I don't know. Again, I have no idea why. As I'm walking out the door, I almost said it out loud. Like, is Stranger Things ever going to do this? Or are they going to Game of Thrones this? As I got in the car.
What do you mean?
Are they ever going to finish the show?
Yeah, this is the last season.
I know. It was supposed to be out
still waiting.
3 years ago.
Oh, well, they split it into two. So you're going to get one half released and then another half.
Yeah,
released.
I know. But I'm like, this is just like, these kids are going to be
by
in
the
their
end of
30s.
It, they're going to be the Golden Girls.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, as long as the story evolves and they're not still like in middle school.
Well, they're in high school, but like...
There you go.
I mean, no.
Maybe they're in college now.
No, I don't think you're... I mean, I guess you can go back and retcon that, but like...
I only watched the first two seasons.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta
Is 11 having more. Twins?
Yeah, right? If you're like, what's going on here? Like,
She did just have a baby, or they adopted a baby.
But the whole idea of like where they are in life, it's like, you can't tell me that kid's in high school. I'm not going for that. Very important question on the YouTubes right now.
Yeah.
Should I have eggs, sausage, and hash browns or cereal for breakfast?
Bro, full on breakfast.
Yes. Look.
Full on breakfast.
Yes.
Rust, I know you're Mr. Cereal and you love your cereal. Cereal is what you eat for me. Cereal is what you eat when you don't have anything else.
Or you don't want to cook.
Pour yourself a nice bowl of grape nuts.
See, I don't hate you as much for the grape nuts as most people do. I'm not anti-grape nuts.
I haven't had bacon in 2 years.
Why?
Because my wife doesn't let me.
Oh,
that's awful.
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't she let you?
Because she loves me.
That doesn't seem right.
She always says 50, not 5, which means we have 50 years, not 5 years. Mm. She's looking out for mold ticker. Well, I had a scary moment where I thought I was going to have a stroke.
Gotcha.
So now I have to like...
Beer. Good?
I'm cutting back on the beer, man. I am. That's why I went to clear liquor.
She loves me. I can't have the bacon twice a month, but the beer, good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Now I drink seltzers and clear liquor.
Oh, God.
Well, is Reposado tequila clear or brown? It's not brown.
It's brown.
It's brownish. It's like yellow.
It's brown enough.
No, Blanco is clear.
Blanco, well, I mean, it's literally white.
Yeah. Plata.
I don't know.
No, it's got a tint to it.
Añejo is darker than Reposado.
Yes, for sure. But it's got a tint to it. It ain't clear.
But like a yellow tint. That counts as clear liquor, right?
If it was, if we're doing the sliding scale, was it Texas that had the P chart? As far as the color?
Whether or not, if you're a good teammate
or not? Yeah. It's you're barely passing as a good teammate. That's the color of Reposado.
Oh, dude, if your pee is the color of Reposado, you need to drink some water.
Well, yeah, that's That's exactly what we're talking about.
You need to drink some water.
I remember one day I was passing Dusty, and I was just walking out of the old men's room over there. And he's like, hey, what's up? And like, apparently I'm a bad teammate today. He's like, why? I'm like, dude, that was like a traffic cone.
might want to avoid the, Family Guy? They try to get, Mayor West tries to get superpowers by rolling around in toxic waste, and it shows him in the hospital just with every disease known to man. It's like, maybe avoid the toxic waste so you aren't peeing glow in the dark.
I hate that show.
Why?
Because I find the humor non... It's really random.
You're too smart for it.
No. It's really random.
Go on. Give attention.
No, it's like, I love this table. And it's like, you like this table. That reminds me of the time that Jesus jumped off a bridge. And you're like, that's not related to the table at all. It's just like, what do they call it? There's a word for it that I can't think of right now because my brain is dead.
I got nothing for you. You're searching, but I'm over here with no flashlight.
I stopped taking drugs for my sickness.
Why?
Because it's time to get healthy and think clearly.
Is that helping?
No, it's not. It's not helping at all, actually. And for the record, I don't hate bacon, and neither does my wife. It's just
sounds like you do.
It's not good for the heart.
Sounds like you do, man.
It's not good for the heart.
Hmm.
I gotta get rid of this double chin somehow, and bacon ain't helping it.
I don't think the bacon twice a month versus the alcohol consumption is the ratios feel a little different.
Seltzers are like 10 calories, man.
Oh God. Uh huh.
Vodka soda, that's like 20 calories.
Uh huh. It's more than that.
It is more than that.
It's a lot more than that.
I think each shot of vodka is somewhere around...
I think it's 80 to 100.
I was going to say, 90-ish.
Yeah.
Well, it's gluten-free.
I'm trying to explain why I still am built like an apple on a stick.
It's tough.
It's still gluten-free.
It's tough.
Yeah.
All that gluten is distilled out of it.
Are they literally all gluten-free?
Yeah, dude. All liquor is gluten-free. It's all distilled out, man.
And look, I'm dogpiling on you, but as Rufio brings in the chat, avoid the toxic waste, says the guy that drinks a baker's dozen of Monsters a day.
Yeah, stuff's going to kill you. I almost said the S word. I almost swore.
Hello,
there.
Kettle? Yeah, it's pot. You're black.
Yeah, no. To be clear, I am down to two a day.
Baby two steps.
Two a day. I do not exceed my two a day.
I don't believe you. What are you drinking at Blazer games?
I drink, like tonight?
Yeah.
Vitamin water.
I don't believe that.
I know.
That was not very assuring.
No.
Well,
I couldn't think of the freaking name of it. I drink the vitamin water Revive, the purple one. That's the one I drink.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know vitamin water.
I get them at Costco.
I mean, I know what it is.
But I forgot mine last night. And at K2, we actually have a pretty sweet vending machine area. We got one of those, like, U-Scan vending things, and they've got sandwiches, they got chips and snacks and nuts and all kinds of drinks. It's a nice little newsroom break room.
I remember one time back at the old KGW building when we were there, and I would go down to their break room where they had a vending machine and stuff. And there was one day, so I got myself a bag of chips, and it got stuck.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. So I was like, all right, I'll get myself another bag of chips here. That should just fall down on top of it. That one got stuck on top of it. At one point, I then had three bags of chips stuck in there. And I was like, I got to get back up there. We're just on break right now. So I got to get back up. And I come back down to try to get another one out, and they were gone.
Somebody said, thanks.
And somebody left a post-it on there. It said, hey, if you want your chips, come into the newsroom.
Nice.
He's like, but I got to tell you, I opened one.
Bring your favorite weapon, too.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a lot.
I think the statute of limitations are gone. I have rocked that. I rocked that machine back and forth more than a few times. It was notorious for getting stuck, and it may or may not have dropped a few extra things out from time to time.
Oakley Doakley, guys. Well, we got a show to get to today.
Do we? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do 3 hours of it every Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. We'll get to some Blazers in the noon hour, so buckle up for that. My favorite coach in college football get fired, so we're going to have to get into that as well. And my new favorite college football coach might get hired. And we're going to take a deep dive into gambling and where there might be a happy medium in the 11 o'clock hour, so hang around for that. But we will start, Danny, with your Oregon Ducks. The Oregon Ducks defeat Wisconsin. They escape the rain. What a long, long, strange trip it's been. 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
10:17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Oh, I tried. God, I love this song. 503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. If you drink heavily, you can eat as much bacon as you want. Alcohol keeps the blood thin so it can get through narrow arteries. That's a great point.
Science.
I'm way into science. I am a firm believer of science, and that I'm going to take to the bank.
You can put it on the board!
It's computers.
It sure is, buddy. It sure is. Danny, your Oregon Ducks came out with a victory on Saturday at Autzen, where it never rains. 21-7 over Wisconsin.
That was a kid that gets dropped off at the fire department.
What do you mean? I've never heard that phrase.
You never heard like people who give up their kids for adoption at a fire department?
I just told you I've never heard that phrase.
It's
an old timey one.
It's a long standing
dark
trope.
Yeah, dark trope.
That's when you get dropped off at the fire department.
It goes back to
I thought they dropped kids off at the hospital or dumpsters.
It goes back to maybe 20s and 30s.
Yeah, it was
40s,
a safe space to do that.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that's what that game was. It was like, I don't want this. You don't want this. Nobody wants this.
Yeah.
It was heinously ugly.
Yeah, it was rough. Offense really, really struggled to get going. They couldn't find a passing rhythm at all. That first quarter might be the worst quarter the Ducks have played all year. Honestly,
I don't think there's a maybe about it.
Yeah.
It was three straight three and outs to start the game?
Yeah, but what I will say, and we were talking about this before the show.
The weather was horrendous.
No, we'll get to the weather in a minute, but I actually think Wisconsin came to play. I thought Luke Fickell had a great game plan, and he came. Dude, that guy's fighting for his job. And he knew eventually they were going to lose, and eventually they did lose, but I thought Fickell had a good defensive strategy against them. Yes, the weather played a part in that advantage, but they were getting after the quarterback. They made Dante feel uncomfortable. They had 21 yards of offense in the first quarter, a net of minus 16 rushing.
The only team that has scored less against Wisconsin this year is Miami, Ohio.
I understand.
So this whole, like, but look, I know I'm anti-Duck guy, whatever. I just think Oregon sucked. I think they just weren't good. Like, I'm not giving Wisconsin credit. I'm just not, because you want to say the weather part of it? Cool. But you're Oregon. You live in Oregon. You play in Oregon. You practice in Oregon. I don't want to hear about the weather.
But it never rains at Autzen.
It was unusual circumstances. I get that. The weather was sideways.
Historically bad.
And again, I 100% agree.
It looked fun. I wish I was there.
But both teams
I'm so glad I was
there. Oh, yeah, right? Of all the games to not go to, great call for anybody to go.
It might be like that in Corvallis this weekend. Yeah. I'm buckling up for it.
Enjoy.
I might put a poncho on.
So if you want to say that's what tamps the offense down in the passing game, trust me, I get all that. But I'm just not giving Wisconsin credit because they have sucked all year.
Well, I know they have sucked, but sometimes this what happens in these games is that teams can get coached and you can play really well in a first half. This is not absolving the Ducks. I think they were rough.
I think Oregon played worse than Wisconsin played well. That's where I'm at with
that. That might be fair, but I want to give and this isn't apology. I'm not a Duck apologist. You know me. I'm really neutral on this. I want to give Wisconsin some flowers. I think they had a really good game plan going into the game, and they prevented Oregon's offense from really doing anything in the first half. Eventually, they just got worn down. Look, when you got two guys rushing for almost 100 yards each, and Davison
has
buck two, and Whittington has 97, like, when you can do that, eventually the war of attrition winds them down, and Oregon comes out with a victory. Like, yes, that I knew that's how that was going to go down, but neither team could throw the ball.
No.
The conditions made it absolutely impossible, and I think it all boils down to, and maybe to your point, or maybe, I don't know to whose point it was, when Dante goes out, whether he has a broken nose, sounds like he doesn't have a broken nose, but he took off his helmet, and I see
blood.
Didn't
feel good.
I've got a fun story to tell you about rain and a broken nose here in a moment, but when Dante goes out, Lanning's just like, okay, this team ain't beating us. It's, what, 14-0 when Dante goes out? Mm-hmm. And he's like, put in the backup. Keep him out. Let's just get out of this game. And I think...
And Brock Thomas came in pretty good.
He looked all right. Yeah. Clearly, he's the backup. And I don't... Maybe we'll ask Tyson Alger on Wednesday about Brock Thomas.
What happened to Austin Ovesen?
What happened to everybody else? But I think eventually they were winding them down because eventually talent will outbeat you. And I think Lanning knew that. And I think Fickell knew that. But, you know... What did Wisconsin do on the first play of the game? Went for an onside kick. Like, give Fickell some stones. Like, that guy came in and was like, we have a chance. I'm going to get fired. Everybody's talking about how crappy my team is. One of the only three teams. Look, dude, that touchdown that they scored made their offense 100 points on the dot for the season.
Yeah.
Okay, go tell me what Northern Illinois and UMass did, because they're the only other teams under 100 points. I don't know what they did this weekend, but... I'll give Fickell some credit for coming in and trying to be productive and trying to do something, and it was successful. Now, when you get to the weather part, yeah, man, when it rains, it rains. I wrote down wind coming from all five directions.
Yeah.
That's north, south, east, west, and above.
And if anybody saw Dusty on the field just looking like a soaked rat, you're just like, oh, no.
It was like Forrest Gump in Nom, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Little bitty,
just a little bit of
stinging rain. Sometimes the rain come up from the bottom.
Yeah. It was just like, I felt bad for him. I'm like, oof, bud. Well, you're getting paid.
Yeah, I think once the weather comes around, you know, we'll have some fun with some weather here in a moment. It became of who's going to control the ball, who's going to turn the ball over. I think it was it Davison? I think he had a quote after the game where he was saying, the entire time I'm telling myself, protect the ball, protect the ball, protect the ball.
Well, especially when you watch
when he's got the ball.
Wisconsin
he was like, I don't even have the ball, and I'm telling myself, protect the ball, protect the ball, protect the ball, because that's what it was going to come down to. Game was ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly. And I ended up texting Dusty yesterday to ask him, because sometimes weather is tough to see on TV.
Yeah.
Like, some angles you can really catch it, but like the big pan of the field, it's hard to see.
Oh, yeah.
But when they go down to somewhere else, it's like, oh, God, that is disgusting. And what do you do in those kind of conditions? And this is where I will give the Ducks credit, is they went to the run game.
Yeah.
And that's why Dante didn't need to go back out there, because they were like, look, we're not going to pass the ball.
No.
We're just going to run the football. I don't care who's the quarterback. I can hand the ball off to Noah Whittington.
And the wind swirls in Autzen super weird because of the tunnel and where it's at and all those kind of things. It does. I'm not discounting that at all. Oregon gets the win. It's not a pretty win, but – I didn't think they were great. I thought they were just fine. I thought they were just fine. And you can say, well, you know, the game slowed down. You can't be as explosive in the weather, blah, blah, blah. All those things. Entirely true. But I looked at that game and I went, man, you know. It was a lot of, yeah, you know. But you get the win. Didn't hurt you. Move on to the next.
Yeah, my apologies. It was Oregon that did the onside kick.
I'm an
idiot. I was listening half-ish. And for some reason I thought the radio call was telling me it was Wisconsin. So I apologize for being.
No, it was Oregon.
As Eric,
what is happening?
That's it.
There you go.
What is happening?
That's my man Dusty Hare. Right
that's there. Dusty on the sideline, absolutely that's soaking my, wet with the wind job. Swirling.
Eric on the YouTube chat says no point for Oregon to break out the whole playbook, and I agree. Like I think once you get to halftime, especially once Dante goes out, you might as well just run the football.
Well, you couldn't do anything anyways. You were up 7-0 halftime.
But
your offense had nothing.
But in your point of
run the ball.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. This is the first time we've talked about identity a lot in mm-hmm. college football this year. And this is the first time where I kind of question the identity a little bit. Like, I don't know. Because I was kind of saying the identity is not Dante. It's not a stud defense. It's not the run game. It's kind of win at all costs, and it's kind of adapt.
It's the all of the things.
Yeah, the all-encompassing landing profile of what he's built down there. This was the first time that I was kind of like, what is the team's identity? Because I don't really know. You know, Oregon ran the ball really well.
45 times for 200 yards.
And
four and a half yards a carry, and they're two big dogs. You get 30 carries between Davidson and Winnington, and they average over 6.5 yards a carry.
And the defense was all over the place. They mm-hmm. were great.
Yeah.
And it
should be, because that Wisconsin offense, like as you just said, they have scored 100 points in the season. They're one of the worst offenses in all of college football.
Well, there you go. That offense is really bad. So is the identity defense. It was just the first time that I kind of was like, is there a little bit of crack here?
Because the other side of this, too, was, you know, Wisconsin's defense was pretty good as far as, like, being disruptive. You get 4 sacks, you get 7 tackles for loss, you got some pass deflections. Like, they were disruptive to an – the weather played a part, but Oregon also had a lot of negative plays.
Sure.
Just do the math there. 7 tackles for loss, 4 sacks.
Yeah, first quarter was
really. That is 11 negative plays.
First quarter is really, really rough.
And this is not the first time that Oregon offensive line, despite it being a Joe Moore Award finalist, has kind of gotten rocked. Indiana and Wisconsin, it put up a lot of negative plays on them.
It's Dante's worst game, I think.
And I'm going to give him a little bit of a he's going to get a break because the weather was so bad, but he did not look good, very obviously.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest struggle of his Oregon Duck career.
Sure.
And that could lean to why maybe, I don't know the level of his injury.
Who's
but
playing well in that weather?
Nobody.
Yeah. Now,
Ben Roethlisberger is.
Yeah, there you go. Big Ben.
Again, Big Ben is.
Tying Miami of Ohio back in. But it's just, you know, I want to give the weather the credence it deserves because it was an S show. Mm-hmm. It absolutely was. But this is an ifs and buts. We talked about this pre-show.
Candies and nuts?
Yeah, what if the coin goes the other way against Penn State and you're a 2-loss team? The way you look at this game, you're like, hey, what is the identity of this team? Now, it didn't happen. They beat Penn State. But if that doesn't happen, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's in the back of my head right now. It's honestly, it's kind of the opposite of the Blazers. The Blazers are 1-2, but you know the identity of the team. You know what they are.
Yeah, nobody can shoot.
Nobody can shoot, and the defense is there. But you know what the identity is. With this Oregon team, the identity, the fact that it can change is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because you can have a great defense. You can have a great offense. You can have a great running game. You can have an explosive passing game. What has been the one thing where you pull the thread every single game? Because it's not on disruptive plays defensively. It's consistent defensively, certainly. Mm-hmm. The wide receiver room can make explosive plays, but they're not making them every game. The running back room can be explosive, but we don't know who. Like, we're just now starting to see Jordan Davidson starting to become the bell cow.
I would say the one thing I can count on Oregon is their run game.
Okay.
That's the one thing I can count on. That even if the first quarter was as bad as it was, especially statistically, that eventually they will wear you down because they have horses.
I agree.
And they stick to it.
Yes.
Like, I've been critical.
Indiana, they didn't.
They couldn't. They had to. I've been critical of Will Stein and his play calling, but I will give him a ton of credit. He sticks to the run game. He really, really does. And I'll ask this question that's being pointed out by some of our listeners right now. Is it fair to just look at this game as don't take much from this, get out of here and go to the bye week?
Go to the bye week because you got to go to Iowa, and you better come correct against Iowa.
Because, I mean, I'll ask the question. If it's not piss and rain, is this game different? I think the answer is yes.
You can absolutely say
I think the answer is yes, yeah. And we're looking like 45-0.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they came.
If this is clean weather, this could be Rutgers all over again.
I don't know if they came with a it certainly could have, because Wisconsin had been so bad. I don't think they came with the correct energy in that game.
Boy, the Iowa game is going to be saucy.
Look, remember everybody's like, oh, saucy. Indiana only beat Iowa 20-15. They only beat them 20-15. We're not worried about Indiana. Now, Oregon go in there and slap Iowa around. It can happen. Because they can't score, you're still not going to feel good about it when you leave.
Iowa put 45 on Minnesota. 45-ish, something like that. I don't remember the actual score.
Just, you know.
Big Nooner. Rusty, you ready for a Big Nooner in 2 weeks?
God, I hope not.
At least you get a bye.
Yeah, we're hitting the Great Wolf Lodge this weekend.
Hey!
Hey, that's nice. I'll be in birthday. Corvallis.
41 against Minnesota.
I'll be in Corvallis. Come say hi. I'll be drinking.
Well, I mean, honestly, I was off in the last 5 weeks. 38 against Rutgers, 15 against Indiana. Indiana's great, great team. 37 against Wisconsin, 25 at Penn State, 41 at Minnesota. Holy crap, is Iowa a wagon?
Look out. They'll call it a comeback.
They dropped 47 on UMass, too.
Sometimes you just get a dub and move on. I think that's the sentiment from most Oregon fans. But you walk into the bye week. We'll talk to Tyson Alger on Wednesday, as we always do. We'll move into the bye week. What needs to be shored up? Do you look at everything? Is it everything that needs to be shored up, or is it other things? When we come
Dan
back,
Lanning will tell you that everything gets
everything. Yeah, I know he hates that 9 penalties too. When we come back, a lot of rain. Speaking of that weather, a lot of rain this weekend in college football, which was funny because there was like none in the NFL. Ton of rain in college football, and we're at that season, baby. It's rain time. But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the New York football Giants take another blow.
Boo!
Absolutely brutal. One of our favorite players on this show. We'll get to that and just wax poetically about what could be, what could have been, what might be. Watching Dante Moore get hit in the face and then pull off his helmet yesterday and blood pouring down his nose reminds me of this time I was rafting in Idaho, and we dumped the boat on this big rapid, And my buddy slid down as the boat kind of turned. It dump trucked, as we call it, where it does this and dumps everybody, but it doesn't go upside down. And so we all slide this way, and my buddy hits me in the face with his elbow right in my nose, breaks my nose. And we decided to not pull out at the takeout. We decided to float all the way to camp, which was an extra like 3 miles. Was the dumbest decision of our life because the river completely slowed down and it was pouring rain so hard and it was so cold that it started to snow. And looking at Dante take off his helmet and his nose bleeding reminded me of it because he had the same thing. I took off my helmet, which has holes in it, and it felt like somebody dumped a bucket of water on my head. That's how hard it was raining. And that's how hard it looked like it was raining in Eugene.
I have managed to avoid the broken nose, mostly because my nose is so tiny it's hard to break.
Twice. Same spot, too.
But I'm telling you right now, I'd rather get hit. Like, I've been punched in the face plenty of times. Hard to believe, I'm sure.
Shocking.
I hate, punch me in the jaw. Punch me in the side of the head. I hate, like, I've got a tough jaw. Like, I mean, you know, I used to do a bunch of combative sports and stuff like that. You punch me in the nose, man. It's like, you know, when you're supposed to, like, hit a bear in the nose, like, last ditch effort. I get hit in the nose, man, and I'm just like, it's the biggest short circuit for me. I hate getting hit in the nose more than, like, only second to getting hit in the balls.
I got out of the boat, and I looked at my mom, and I said, Mom, my nose looks weird. What's wrong with it? And she goes, well, it's broken. Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere, Idaho, and I had to have my buddy reset it.
Ooh, how'd that feel?
Not great.
Oh, that just made me pucker up.
It's been reset
right
for the second time.
Yikes.
Yeah, you see how my nose, this isn't great radio, but you see how my nose doesn't do that on that when I push that way? If you push that way, it does that.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Because I got, it's all just a fat dent right here.
Oh, my
Let's Lord. Go ahead and give the radio audience, his nose, like you put your index finger on one side of your nose, it slightly moves if he pushes from the left. If he pushes from the right, it looks like somebody folded his face in half.
Yeah.
I broke
Good
mine in
God,
a...
God, dude.
It's an elbow and a hammer.
Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah. I tried to break up a fight in college and somebody hit me in the face with a hammer.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. It was not great.
See, my broken nose was just from wrecking my bike when I was like in second grade, I think. Broke my nose, stitches in the lip, broke my pinky finger and like one of the bones underneath the pinky finger in my wrist. And yeah, wiped out it. It was a roughly paved road, but also with loose gravel and just lost control of my one speed bike.
Dude, what?
Dude, gravel in your skin is terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's summertime, t-shirt and shorts.
You got
and
nothing
so
on.
My
yeah.
mom answers the doorbell and it's my friend's dad just holding my bloody broken carcass at the front door. And she's just like, what happened?
No, the way you phrased that was like an Anchorman style. Brick killed a guy with a trident. Like, it was like, I got hit in the nose with a hammer. It's like, wait, what?
I was sitting on the couch and at Wazoo, and we may or may not have been rolling things, if you follow my drift. And all of a sudden, I look outside, and my buddy with some poor kid that we had just met were outside having a smoke. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I look out the window, and I see like a bunch of dudes run into our courtyard.
The dog pile.
And I was like, what's going on out there? So I open the door, and I see my buddy and this kid we just met getting the absolute ever-living S kicked out of them. Like, they got jumped. Apparently, they were talking trash to some frat guys. They went back, got their boys, came back. And I went, whoa, stop. And I pushed one guy off, and then everything went dark because I got hit in the face with a hammer.
I mean,
fell off the stoop and I came to and I was just pouring blood and it was not cool.
No, getting hit in the face with a hammer, not cool.
Well, I mean, 2 inches a different direction and I might be dead.
Yeah. I mean, hell.
That's a big twinkie. Yeah.
Honestly, don't even have to worry about your 2 inches.
Yeah. I'm always worried about my 2 inches.
Russ, as soon as I said, I just looked over at him, and he's just like shaking his head at me, like I hate
tisk,
you.
Tisk tisk tisk. A lot of rain going on. Did you watch any of the Miami Stanford game? Because you know I watch Stanford religiously.
Yeah. No, I did not watch a single second of it.
Dude, it looked gross there too. Lane Kiffin still rocking the visor despite it raining in Oklahoma. You got to give him credit for that.
He's a visor guy.
Got to stick with the bit.
Visor through and through, huh? Even in the rain.
Let the wet hair fall. All over the top of it.
I mean, Lanning still rocked the sweatshirt. And I was like, dude, the sweatshirt and Luke Fickell's jacket was nice.
Yeah. Yes, but
that
you know
jacket was nice.
You know what it also had was a hood.
Yeah.
That he, well, not least as far as I remember seeing him ever put up.
I don't think you want the hood because it cuts your peripheral.
That was the first thing that went through my mind.
You know, it was pouring rain locally.
Yeah.
I was out for a walk, and I was walking with somebody, and I had my hat on. I just flipped my hat around, you know, just hit me with, are you going to put your hood up? I'm like, no. I hate all the hoods that I have, whether it's hoodie, jackets. I don't like putting a hood up. I don't like the hot air around my face. I've always been like that.
Yesterday afternoon, I was out with my daughter.
Yes.
We went to go do a little shopping for her Halloween costume. And we get out and it's raining a bit. I put my hood up and I'm walking and we cross the parking lot and I'm walking up to the storefront and I just went, why are we walking into Michael's? Old Navy is next door. Yeah. And I was like, and that was the peripheral.
Yeah, they just can't see.
It's like, yeah, wasn't paying attention.
It's okay. I run into door frames.
She was like, yeah, Dad, so. I wondered what you were doing.
Yeah.
Weird, though, that it rained a lot in college football and no NFL. I thought that was very strange.
Yeah, no, it all came through on Saturday and then it was like, oh, on Sunday. Although,
well, God, you know,
it should have.
There's a hole in the roof so God can watch the Cowboys on Sunday.
I was just going to say, it should have rained on Sunday because the football sucked. It was an egregious week of bad NFL football.
It is pretty rough football in the NFL. But we'll turn to the New York Giants as they suffer another loss. And I don't just mean win-loss record, another loss on a field. They take a blow. But the future is bright. The future is bright. We'll wax poetically about Cam Scataboo next. 105.1 The Fan. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have a nice long conversation. I've been thinking about this all week, trying to put my brain around it, wondering if maybe I'm the right person to think about this because I don't gamble. How do you find a happy medium with gambling and sports? Considering the landscape around, we'll have a nice conversation about that. A little World Series chatter as that is 1-1 in LA tonight. Web gems as always, so stick around for that. But I think the biggest takeaway from the weekend is sometimes you just can't count on things. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, we have our second really cool player with a massive, dislocated, gruesome ankle injury in a row. The Fred Warner one was tough because he's maybe...
He's the best linebacker.
He's the best linebacker and top five defensive player, period, in the NFL. So that was tough. And Cam Scataboo is not the best running back in the league, but boy, is he fun to watch.
And boy, does he matter to them.
And he is so fun to root for, and to watch that was brutal. Although, the interesting thing is Fred Warner, you can tell the vet. Fred Warner, as he's getting carted off, is just like, ugh. And Cam Scataboo's like, don't worry, guys. I'm still jacked and ready to go. If the doctors would let me, I'd be out there.
But also,
he looked like a crazy psychopath on the card.
That's him.
Yeah, I know.
I read those quotes about him coming into the season, what his teammates said about him being a psychopath. I think that's unabashedly him.
I think so, too.
I don't think there's anything fake about that at all.
And the look on Dart's face.
Yeah, I mean.
That told it all.
I mean, it's his guy.
That's his guy.
That's his guy, man.
But the future is very, very bright for this team.
Yeah, now you just got to hope that, you know, without Neighbors, without Cam, that, you know, Dart can do something.
Oh, no, because he's cooked.
Well, no, I mean, not get killed back there.
As the kids say, he's cooked.
Yeah, but, you know, the offensive line isn't great.
Right.
Now you don't have your running back or your number one wide receiver. It's like, okay, I mean, the Giants are going to be, they're going to be bad now.
They're going to be real bad, which
but you don't want to see Dart back there getting murdered.
I know, which leads me to the question, because now they had a glimmer of hope of maybe winning 6-7 games.
Yeah, being a fun little story,
being
right?
Being a fun little story, that is not going to happen.
No.
But you will come back next year with assuming everybody heals up correctly, you'll come back with a nucleus of Jackson Dart, mm-hmm. Cam Scataboo, Malik Neighbors on the
and
offense.
And they're going to win somewhere probably between 4 and 6 games.
Yep.
You're going to have a pretty good draft pick.
And you've got Abdul Carter, and Kayvon Thibodeau is a mm-hmm. legit defensive lineman in the NFL.
The front four for the Giants on paper is one of the best in the NFL.
Which leads me to question, what do you do in the draft? Is you going to have a high pick?
Corner.
I was going to say the corner. Kid out of Penn State.
Yeah. AJ Harris. Yeah.
Or do you need to address the O-line?
This class right now, I don't think has
because how high in the draft do you want to take a corner?
Well, if it's Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, if you get a dude.
I realize there are outliers, you know, but yeah.
But that's the thing about this draft class right now. Nobody in this draft class right now is like, that's a number one pick. That's a number two pick. You know what I mean? Like, that guy doesn't, it's like, ow. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of good players and there's going to be guys that pop out of here, but cyclically, draft classes go up and down. You know, sometimes you get great draft classes. Sometimes you don't. Go look at that 2021 draft class.
Yeah, I'm trying to look right now in a mock draft on ESPN. Looks like Spencer Fano out of Utah will be your number one.
Offensive lineman.
But they have him at 8 overall.
Yeah. But also,
number 9, Las Vegas selects Lenora Sellers. The New York Jets with the first pick take Fernando Mendoza.
Look, again,
Baltimore at number 2 takes Reuben Bain Jr. Good God.
Oh, well, I mean, they need
that wouldn't be fun.
They need somebody on that.
Here's the best on this. I don't mean to, dang it. I just turned my screen off. I don't mean to deviate, but at number 3.
Deviate.
At number 3, this mock draft has the Cleveland Browns taking quarterback Dante Moore.
I mean, I guess stack Oregon quarterbacks.
Terrible, terrible.
But yeah, this draft
has the
right
Giants
now,
taking a wide receiver in Jordan Tyson out of Arizona State.
And the Browns still won't be able to get out of the Deshaun Watson business.
I know, right?
Right?
Well, he's healthy next year. Maybe he plays, Rust.
Mm.
The saddest thing of my weekend was watching Cam go down, though. It's tough, man.
I thought you didn't like him.
Scadaboo?
Oh, it's about Ward.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Cam Ward, too.
Oh, Cam Ward? I don't watch Titans games.
No, because they got beat up in that game.
Dude, he yells at coaches a lot.
I mean,
have you seen that? For a rookie?
Well, did you know his head coach got fired?
Well, I know, but he's yelling at the new one, too.
Because he's probably not good either. You get rid of Rabel, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
A lot of bad teams in the NFL. Why was the NFL so rough this week? Is it just matchups?
Matchups and what kind of where we are in the schedule, buys, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no,
is this July baseball right now?
Yeah, I think the NFL did this purposefully. We talked about this on Friday. You got the World Series, NBA's back. Like, there's a bunch of other things. Let's put our dog-ass matchups all together in 1 week.
Jets-Bengals is a rough matchup.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't gamble on that game, but I went 4-1 in my pick'em league. Thanks, Falcons.
Only one game.
Missed one. Falcons, Dolphins.
Only one game under 10-point difference.
Yeah, no, these games were just, I mean, and that's the Jets-Bengals, which Joe Flacco got you 38 points and you lost.
Yeah.
To the Jets.
That's a bad look, man. That's Yeesh. A really bad look.
Coming up in the next couple weeks, when do we have the Drake May discussion?
I mean, we can have the Drake May discussion right now if you want.
He's good. Like, Drake May's legitimately good.
I don't think he's good. I think he's MVP good.
Ooh. Oh.
That team is good. And it goes with Drake May.
Drake May's really good.
Drake May is what we thought Bo Nix would be this year. Like a step. His step this year, Drake May's step this year is bigger than anybody's from that quarterback class. And it is not close. Drake May is 100% a bona fide MVP candidate.
I mean, yeah, the Patriots
with what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May currently right now, 4th in the NFL in yards. He's completing 75% of his passes. 15 touchdowns, 3 picks. Hell of a pick.
Who else are you arguing in the MVP right now?
Baker. Stafford.
Stafford. Mahomes.
Mahomes and Daniel Jones. Those are your MVPs right now.
And Drake May.
Yeah, if you wanted to swap out Jones for Jonathan Taylor, I will hear that discussion. Jonathan Taylor is cooking.
Drake May is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now.
Jonathan Taylor has 3 games already. 3 or 4 games with 3 or more total touchdowns.
Helps to run the ball.
He has 12 rushing, and I think he has 3 receiving, if I'm not mistaken.
MVP, if you're looking at Colts, MVP is
Taylor
over Jones.
Yeah, I can go with that.
But I'm telling you, man, look, I didn't quite buy the preseason hype around New England.
Especially when they dropped the first game to the Raiders.
Uh-huh. I didn't quite buy the hype. I thought they would be better, you know, but people were like playoff team.
I picked them as a wild card team.
And then I watched them play Buffalo, and I was like, this feels a little like they caught Buffalo overlooking. Mm-hmm. Josh didn't have a great game. Not a terrible one, but didn't have a great game. I'll give this upstart Vrabel an okay pass. This is a legit team right now in the AFC.
Yeah.
They are a contender, 100%. And I think if you're looking around,
playoff,
no, they're in the playoffs.
Well, no, I'm saying, but like, they're not going to an AFC title game.
Why not?
Nah, no.
Absolutely, why not?
No. I don't buy that.
They beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Sure. I need to see a lot more.
Like, what do you need to see?
I guess you could say it,
they're not turning the ball over. They're well coached. Yeah. Their quarterback play is playing at an MVP level.
I guess you could say the same defense thing. The Commanders last year with Jaden Daniels could be the same thing. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. You might lose. You might get trounced.
Yeah.
But I don't see why not.
Yeah, the AFC is more open than we thought it would be.
Would I pick them to go? Probably not, no. But I wouldn't be shocked. Because, look, quarterback play means everything.
Yeah.
And Drake May is playing at such a high, what'd you say, 75%?
Yeah, I think he's leading the NFL in completion percentage.
And he has 3 turnovers?
Yeah, he's leading the NFL in completion percentage.
Dude.
While being 4th in yards.
That's all you ask for, right?
Yeah, 15 touchdowns, 3 picks.
And you have a defense that isn't the Cowboy defense vomiting everywhere.
Oh, God.
So, like, why can't New England, huh?
God, look at you.
Why can't they?
Look at you.
Look, I'm not a Tom's Braids guy, and I'm not a the last thing any of us need to see is New England back. But maybe New England's back, man. Maybe this is a flash in the pan. Maybe this is, once we get more tape on Drake May, they figured out. But not turning the ball over and being consistent?
They're the 4th best scoring defense in the league.
Dude.
Yeah, I guess, man. You know what?
Why not?
I take that back. You know what? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
In a world where we live in, where we have head coaches that are Mike Tomlin, Dan Campbell, you know, the leaders that aren't just the psychos like Sean McVay or a Shane Steichen, the dudes that are just leaders
Patriots
of clubs.
Patriots are top 7 in offense and defense. 7th in offense, 4th in defense in scoring.
Why can't Mike Vrabel mean as much as Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, and Dan Campbell? Why can't he?
That's fair. That's fair.
Have good coordinators, draft well. Look, Belichick in the end was rough when it came to drafting. But before the end,
Patriots have the 2nd best point differential in football.
Before the end, they did well in drafting. That organization does well in drafting. The end of Belichick was terrible.
Well, they did well in drafting in certain areas. They didn't do well drafting.
Well, high draft picks were garbage.
Yes, and their wide receivers were always.
But their depth was there because 4 through 6, they were amazing at.
Yeah, as weird as that is. They got the easy ones wrong and the wrong ones, or the hard ones right. So weird.
Why can't New England go to the Super Bowl? I'm going to say that.
I'm going to stop at that because they got a young, untested quarterback. But yeah, they have the 2nd best point differential in football through 8 weeks.
And who's number one?
Indy. Indy's plus 116.
And you're going to tell me you trust Indy's quarterback play over Drake May?
No, but I trust the rest of that roster.
Yeah, the running game's really good.
Running game's really good. Offensive line's really good. The defense is really good. Wide receivers are good. Like, they've got a lot.
I'm just asking the question.
I mean, they have the 2nd best record in football.
I'm just asking the question.
That is nuts. That's nuts, man.
Loaded second hour. Stick with us. We'll chat some gambling. All right. Look, it's here. You've opened Pandora's box. How can we get to the point where this makes sense for everybody? Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.